possible effects on their eyesight development. Gasoline prices continue to go up, too. The latest biweekly Lundberg survey finds the average price nationwide for a gallon of unleaded regular has climbed to $3.08 a gallon. That's up nearly a dime from 2 weeks ago. The price of crude oil rose to more than $91 a barrel last week, but has been easing off since then. Futures are pointing to a lower open on Wall Street after European stocks moved lower overnight. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
20 minutes before the top of each hour on KZIM KSIM.
Please, please, may we have your attention. The KZIM KSIM morning meeting is now hitting your airwaves.
Stand by, everybody.
Here's your favorite radio personality, Vaughn Regan, hosts.
We're on at 5.
Pick up a phone.
So what are you waiting for? Feel free to pick up that phone and call in with questions or comments.
Dial 335-5512 or 1-800-TALK-960.
And by the way, it's a free call from your Verizon wireless cell phone by touching star 960.
The KZIM KSIM morning meeting begins...
And QID.
Now.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine.
841.
Never understood a single word he said, but I...
Life's fingerprint. Does your birth order affect your path throughout life? Well, that's the author of a book with Dr. Robert V.V. Hurst, the author, joining us now on the live line. Hi, Doc.
Hi, how are you today?
Awesome. How are you?
Good.
Good. I know we spoke a little bit the other day, and I was thrilled about some of the things we talked about because it's going to be fun to talk about this morning.
Uh-huh.
So should we have somebody call in, one of the listeners, and you can tell them what their birth order means, or do you just want to analyze me?
Well, we can do both.
Okay, cool.
I might start by saying a little bit about how I got involved in this.
Yeah.
As a professional, I'm an orthodontist. And, of course, some of our listeners here, I'm sure, have had orthodontic treatment, and they know that's a life-changing event in their lives. But I found that I was seeing teenagers, and I needed their cooperation in order to get the job done. And, of course, I wasn't taught anything about getting cooperation for teenagers, and I thought, whatever did I get into? And then I realized that when I was seeing children from the same families, they were all very different.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could find out what made them different and what their characteristics were, I could get their cooperation. And that's why I got involved in birth order.
It makes perfect sense to me. I think we have a really bad phone line. You're crackling really bad.
Yes, it's crackling on this end, too.
I wonder what's going on. Maybe it's just the bad weather that's moving through. But
maybe we can clean it up.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, and I am child number 5 out of 6. And the ones that are older than me, a set of twins, a brother and a sister, are all more than a year and a half apart each as you move up. And then I have a little brother that's 8 years younger. So you said that makes me unique in a couple of different ways.
Yes, that's right. And it makes you the fifth child, which starts the birth order all over again and makes you like a number one. And the number one, of course, is a high achiever. And I think you've been a high achiever.
Yeah,
they like to be in charge and give orders.
I'm perfectionist
too. Very
responsible. Very, very much a perfectionist, and I'm really hard on myself if something doesn't go the way that I really was hoping it would.
That's right. That's true. But in your family, it's rather unique because it's really important to find out the living arrangements and the people in the family. And your family, since there were some children that had some problems, other children will move up into those higher positions if the children above them are having a little problem.
Right.
And so it's very important to find out what your real birth order is. It's just not simply a number.
Okay, so even though I was fifth, I'm first. My oldest brother was born with some mental retardation and was attacked by a dog, so has hearing loss. My sister was born with a birth defect without part of her face or her ear. And then I had twin brothers before me, and then the rest of us children were relatively normal, other than people would say I'm brain damaged.
Yes, Bill, because it starts over again at 4, those 4 children above you, they fought for different positions in the family. The twins probably moved up to the very first and second positions, and the 2 other children with the problems moved down. But then you started the next family as a number 5, and so, you know, you were... oblivious to what was going on above you. You just had your own life, and you just lived it the way you wanted to.
What about my little brother, then, who's 6 but 8 years younger than me?
Oh, now that's interesting. Whenever you get a span of 4 years or more between children, in other words, on either side of them, you come up with a double birth order. And that's what your brother has. He's a 6 only. And that gives him far more power than the average number 6. Now, if we start, it gets a little complicated, but if you go 1, 2, 3, 4 in the next group, he would be number 2. And so he would be called a 2 only. And if a 2, and they call the 2 sometimes a middle child who's stubborn and doesn't like to be told what to do, if a 2 is stubborn, a 2 only is an immovable object. That would be your brother.
Yeah, he's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, nobody tells him what to do.
He's very spoiled, too.
Well, he can be.
But now, how do you figure all this out? Is there a book somewhere? I mean, how do you figure it out?
It's my book on life's fingerprint. That's where you find it out. And, you know, we all have potentials in our life, and it would be nice if we knew that we were going in a straight line toward that potential, rather than a zigzag line. This affects your birth order, affects you in your marriage, in your work, in your interrelationships between people. And if you find that, you know, life just isn't the way you thought it would be, maybe you need to find out who you really are. And then you can use those potentials to go in the right direction. You know, there are no bad birth orders. Mm-hmm. But there are differences, and they carry different traits and characteristics. And if you can use those to your advantage and find out who you are, life is so much easier.
Somebody give me a call, 335-5512, 1-800-TALK-960 or *960. We'll let you talk to Dr. Robert V.V. Hurst about your life's fingerprint, how your birth order is affecting your path throughout life. Does it matter if you have half brothers and sisters? Are you still considered solo, or how does that work?
It depends who've been living with. If your halves don't live with you, it's who you live with during those first 16 years. So the interaction between the siblings is what makes you who you are. Let me give you a little story here about, you know, birth order does have options. There was a young man that I knew, and he is now an attorney. His father was a traveling musician, and he was out of the household 30 weeks out of the year, and so they decided to set up a home here in New Orleans. And a few years later, a sister was born. And she was born with a heart defect. And he had a chance here to be the supportive older brother to this younger sister. Or he could take the route that he was very resentful of all the attention she got, and he didn't get it, being the firstborn. And he took that second route, and he ended up really disliking the sister. And now, 20 years later, he's a prominent attorney, and he still doesn't talk to his sister.
Wow.
And that was a birth order shift. Now, between two kids, there's always sibling rivalry. But in this case, he could do nothing because she had this birth defect and moved into his position and demoted him, and he resented it all his life. And he could have taken the other route. So birth order does give you choices, but it's nice to know what those choices are.
Excellent. That's just amazing to me. We have Roy on the live line with us. Roy, we need to turn your radio down, okay?
Okay. Is it down now?
You betcha. And Roy, this is Dr. Hurst. We're gonna talk about your birth order. We also have Marjorie on hold, so we'll try to get to her too.
That'll be fine.
Okay, Dr. Hurst, go ahead.
Can I ask my question now?
Go ahead, Roy.
I am 5th in my order from my mother, but 4th from my father. Does that make a difference?
Good question.
You said you're 1st from your mother and 4th from your father?
5th.
Well, I'm 5th. I'm 5th in my birth order from my mother, but I have an older stepbrother, and if you want to call it. And so he was born 1st, so that really makes me 5th, but by my father, I'm 4th.
5th for mom and 4th for dad. Okay, that's Roy's, okay?
Well, I really had trouble with that connection, but where did you live with these other half-siblings?
Oh, he hung up now.
While you're the 5th?
He hung up now. He was 5th with his mom and 4th with his father, is what he was saying.
It depends who he was living with. It doesn't make any difference what number from the parent. It's when he was living in that household, by age, was he the fifth youngest in the family that he was living with?
I believe he was fourth because one was a step. I'm not sure that that person was their royal husband.
Right, so if he was the fourth child in that family and there were three others above him, then he would be the baby in the family. And as the number four, the older siblings kind of take care of number four. Mm-hmm. Number four can be the comedian in the family, too, because, you know, he wants to get the attention.
You're so describing so many people I know. It's hilarious.
Yeah, birth order is universal.
Uh-huh.
But again, I tell the listeners, it's not simply 1, 2, 3, 4, because if you have these big gaps in between, then you have these double birth orders. I'll give you an example of someone that everybody knows. And this man, I won't tell you his name first, but this man had three older brothers. And then there was a gap of 4 years, and he was born. So it made him number four. But then 2 years later, he had a sister. So he now was the oldest in the second family. So he was a number one in the second family, but he was number four in birth order. So he had a combination birth order of a 4-1, which made him want to be in charge of something, but also to have some fun in life. That's what number fours do.
Mm-hmm.
And he started life as an artist doing comic strips. And you want to know what his name was? Walt Disney.
Oh.
He combined the two. He was number one in charge in, you know, Disney World, you know, and he wanted to have fun. That mm-hmm. was Disney World, too. So he was the executive and the child. And that's what double birth orders can tell you. It's kind of like mixing two ingredients, and you put them together, and look what you get.
Okay. We have Marjorie on the line, too. We are talking to Dr. Robert V.V. Hurst. His book is Life's Fingerprint, How Birth Order Affects Your Path Throughout Life. Here's Marjorie. Thanks for hanging on, Marjorie.
Thank you. Good morning.
Go ahead with your question for Dr. Hurst.
Well, my question was, how do birth orders affect who you're supposed to be married to? Like, I'm an only child, and I married the baby of the family.
Could you hear her, Dr.
Yeah,
Hurst?
Yeah, I didn't hear her. Can you repeat that for me?
She said, how does your birth order affect who you're supposed to marry?
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that question. I get that question all the time.
See, Marjorie, you're brilliant.
This is a good one. You know the saying, love is blind? Well, if you don't know your birth order, you're really going into this relationship blind.
Uh-oh.
There's two kinds of love at first sight. One is when you meet someone that mirrors the birth order of your family. In other words, I'll give you an example that we all know. The H.W. Bush. Barbara Bush met him at a dance, and she knew immediately she was the one for him and he was the one for her. She was the number three and had an older brother in the number two position. And George H.W. was a number two, and he had a younger sister that was number three. So they matched in gender and number exactly what they were in their families. They mirrored the gender and the position, and it was a natural. The other kind of love at first sight is when you meet someone with your exact same birth order. The problem there is you can only have one image in the mirror, so someone has to step aside. But the attraction will be immediate because you're seeing yourself.
That's awesome. So, Marjorie, what order are you, did you say?
I'm an only child, and my husband is the baby of the family.
Okay, how many kids in his family?
Five.
Okay, she's an only child, and he is fifth in his family.
He's the fifth. Okay, there's a pretty good connection here, because remember we said with you, as a number five, you become a number one again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's close to the top of the birth order power structure.
Ah, that makes
sense.
She,
on the other hand, is an only. And the only child is the only birth order that takes the parents' birth orders and mixes them together. So we'd like to find out what were the birth orders of her parents, and that gives her a different flavor of an only child.
Okay, and we have 1 minute left. Marjorie, what birth order were your parents in?
My father was the oldest, and my mother was the second of nine.
Okay, her father was oldest, and her mother was second of nine.
Perfect. She found in her husband another number one.
Yay,
just like
Marjorie!
Her dad.
Let me ask Marjorie.
She's an amalgamation of a one and a two, but that's her dad is number one, and she found her husband, who's also a number one, but maybe not quite as strong.
So, Marjorie, do you still like him?
Oh, yes. I've been married to him for almost 21 years.
Married 21
like
years. There you go. Marjorie, thanks for calling.
But she
thank
is the
you.
Power.
She is. She does have the power.
Oh, yeah.
Power. I want to thank you so much for your time today, Doc. Where's the book available?
Well, it's available off our website at www.lifesfingerprint.com.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also available in electronic form from, Amazon on Kindle and the Nook book from Barnes & Noble and the iTunes from Apple. You can also get it. There's a paperback version at Amazon, but the hardback edition in full color is just available right now on our website.
Very nice. Lifesfingerprint.com. Dr. Robert Vivi Hirst. Thanks, Doc. This is awesome.
Thank you so much, Fawn. It's
have
been
a great
pleasure.
Day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, you can learn a lot, can't you? Numbers play such a big role in our lives.
Lady.
Thanks to Marjorie and Roy for calling in. It's always fun to have the participation, especially when you have a fun topic. Marjorie, you go, girl. It's 857.
If you're like most people, you've got a stain in your home that you've been wrestling with. Maybe it's a spill on your carpet or a stain like grime, grease, crayons, permanent marker, or those pet stains. Well, now's the time to get by Main Street Flooring and take care of it once and for all. Yes, Main Street Flooring. They have cleaning supplies like Bona for hardwood floors, floor cleaners, polish, dust.